Strange Adventure. John Friday gloomily watched the vanishing taillight of the Martinville bus as it sped through the desert darkness. He had missed it by a couple of seconds. Well, he would hitchhike into town, so as the headlights framed him against the night, he stepped out onto the highway and held up his hand. The car stopped beside him. The rear door opened and a coarse voice came from the front seat.
Get in the back, mister.
John Friday felt uneasy as he settled back alone in the rear seat of the big sedan. He saw three men in the front seat, their faces silhouetted in the light from the dashboard. Now and then, one of them glowered at the driver, and John had an idea that all was not right. John leaned forward, seeking to start a conversation.
It was certainly nice of you fellas to give me a lift.
There was no answer. John wished he had passed up this ride. He heard the driver speak to the man beside him.
You won't get much money from me. I've only got a daughter.
John strained his ears to catch every sound. He heard the two younger men say something about taking the car and money and the old man outside town. He knew then that he was an unwilling witness to robbery, perhaps murder. They were at the outskirts of Martinville when John mustered up the courage to speak again.
Fellas, if you don't mind, I'll get off here. My girl lives right down the street here.
Look, we'll let you off when we're ready, and not a minute before.
Look, I haven't got very much money. About $7, but you can have it all if you'll let me out. I'll be late for my date.
The man in the middle turned to his companion.
Hey, let's kick them both out here and beat it. Cops in this town might get nosy.
The car ground to a stop, and John opened the door, at the same time dropping his billfold into the front seat. He saw the driver hand his billfold to one of the robbers, then climb out of the car. The big sedan roared away into the night, leaving John and the old man alone on the deserted street. A half hour later, John Friday and his companion were telling their stories to Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
So, you were taken for a ride by a couple of hijackers, were you, now? Well, can you describe them so I can send out a report?
The old man shook his head.
No, I can't describe them. I'm sorry.
John Friday was puzzled as he spoke to the sheriff.
Something's wrong, Patrick. This man here rode all the way from Oakdale with these robbers, yet he can't remember a thing about them. Where's that poster you showed me the other day of those men who were wanted for armed robbery?
Patrick handed John a paper containing the unflattering photos of three men. John glanced at it, then spread it upon the desk.
Look at this, Patrick. My friend here is one of the robbers, and these other men, they're the ones that got away with the car. It's all a frame-up to get my money. They were going to defend themselves by saying that they never forced me to hand over my money, but I did it because I was afraid. And they were right.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Klondike Gold, our next tale of Strange Adventure.